Hey everybody, it's August 18th, 2025, and more insanity from the Trump administration. So today, Donald Trump was in the Oval Office with Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, and I'll discuss that whole topic in another video later on. But Trump falsely claims that mail-in voting is extremely corrupt and rigged, and the Democrats are behind it. It's absolutely insane. There is absolutely no evidence to indicate that mail-in voting has ever been used for widespread fraud. There's no evidence to show mail-in voting was used to skew or steal an election, claims Trump loves to make. He also wants to get rid of voting machines. Back in 2016, the director of CISA, well, after the election in 2017, the director of CISA, who Trump later fired, said that that was the safest election ever held. Our elections are secure. Donald Trump is a conspiracy theorist. He can't stand that he lost in 2020, so he still claims that that was rigged. And he wants us basically to have a voting system that goes back to, the 1900s. It's ridiculous. It's insane. And the worst part of this whole thing is that he said today in the Oval Office, he discussed this, you know, his voting beliefs with Vladimir Putin, the Russian thug who is killing innocent civilians in Ukraine, who invaded Ukrainian territory, and helped Trump win the 2016 election, or engaged in hacking our elections or getting into our elections in favor of Donald Trump. So this is where we are now. Just every day it's more walks towards authoritarianism. And I know I'll have people comment, MAGA and others, saying, no, it's not that bad, but it really actually is horrific what's happening here. And Trump is going to try everything he can to steal the 2026 midterm elections. That's the crap going on in Texas. And good on Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, for pushing back and telling Texas, if you do this, we will do the same. It's wrong. Trump is scared to death that he's going to be held accountable by the Democrats, and he should be, because the Democrats are going to win in 2026, and Trump's life is going to become hell.